Hi, this is
Blog
Mindy.
Talk Radio.
Hi again, this is Mitzi. Today is Wednesday, February 18th, and today we're talking about prayer. I don't really have a lot planned today. I just thought we could discuss prayer and what prayer means to me. And we could hopefully have some callers today, and I can pray for you. Jesus gave us an example of praying, and he told us to just approach God as our Father, and we can ask him to care for us. We can share all of our needs with him, and people wonder, does God answer prayer? So I'd like to hear what other people have to say. I know that he answers my prayers, and he has many times. So what would be some ways that we can pray effectively? And I think really it just comes down to humbling ourselves and pouring ourselves out before God and just being honest and truthful and allowing him to know our hearts. We were created for God's delight, for his pleasure. And he desires in so many ways to reach out to us. And prayer is God allowing us to just come right before his throne and talk to him. I know that often we would hope that we could have an immediate answer with our prayers, and I think occasionally we do receive that from God. God says to us in Matthew, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Of course, there are times of emergencies. I think that would be the time that most of us do pray when we are having an emergency, and we just say, "God, you've got to help us, be with us now." And, you know, perhaps we're just someone's sick or someone's dying in our family. Someone has just found out they have an incurable, inoperable cancer. All those things where you need God. I mean, we absolutely need God, and there's just no way around it. We know that there's nothing we can do, and we have to ask him to deliver us from the problem and to take care of it. So God says to us, "I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So God tells us to ask him for the good things that he is offering to us. And prayer is a request for help. And I would say most of my prayers throughout my life were exactly that, a request for help. I probably said, "Help me, God," more than anybody on the face of the earth. And I can't say that my prayers still happen that way, because they certainly do. I know without God, my own understanding and what I would call wisdom doesn't lead me anywhere. But also with prayer, it's a time to just give thanks to God and to say to him, "Thank you for all the things you are doing for me. Thank you that you have kept me alive this long. Thank you that you are directing my path, and that even though I haven't chosen to have you in my life 100% fully, you have still walked with me every step of the way, and you have blessed me, watching over my family, feeding me. I'm still alive. You know, I'm just still alive. And God is just so kind to be with us and share with us even when we're not asking Him, but He wants, He created us to have a relationship with Him. He created us to love Him. God needs to be loved. He wants and He desires to be loved. And in our prayers, we can also request. We can express to God a hope or a wish for something. And prayer is a communication process that allows us to talk to God. I love praying for people and with people. Prayer is one of those things that is just amazing. It takes faith. It just takes faith, and I think each of us find ourselves backed into a corner sooner or later to have to express the measure of faith that God has placed inside of us. And God has definitely given some people more faith than others, and sometimes we have to go, some people have to go further to the bottom of the barrel before they're going to even reach out to God and say to Him, please help me or be a part of my life. So if you were to pray, then if prayer is like your direct communication with God, and He wants us to communicate with Him, what do you say? What do you say to God? And I think one of the important things is just to humble yourself and say, thankful that you have created a way for me to be forgiven of my sins, and that I am perfect in your sight, and that you desire a relationship with me. And then just give all your worries and cares to God. He cares about what happens to you. He tells us that in 1 Peter 5, verse 7. And give Him thanks that He died on the cross for us, that He, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that none should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. And so, like, how do we approach God? How do we say these things that I'm talking about? Well, we can approach Him with confidence. We can approach Him with complete belief that He will deliver. Because of Christ and our faith in Him, we can now come fearlessly into God's presence, assured of His glad welcome. He tells us that in Ephesians 3:12. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us in our time of need in Hebrews 4:16. With the expectation that God is going to deliver. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and I wait expectantly. I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. And that's in Psalms. Many mighty men that wrote in the Psalms knew that they were sustained by God, knew that they could call out to Him. And even though it may not seem at that moment that He's hearing you or that He's acting on it, He absolutely is. He hears our every word. He records our words. There are books in heaven that are recording our words, not only to Him, but to each other when we speak of Him. So what does the Bible say about prayer? What did Jesus tell us? He set an example for us on what to pray. Jesus prayed for his disciples and for every generation to come that would follow him. His prayer was that God would protect and strengthen them as long as they were in the world. Jesus also prayed for those who would come to believe in him through the gospel message. And he tells us to pray in faith. So you see, it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And having faith, Jesus tells us if we just have the faith as the size of a mustard seed, which is a tiny, tiny little seed, that we can say to a mountain, which can represent, can be symbolic of a problem, we can say to that to be removed from your life. And he uses the example of say to the mountain, you're cursed and be moved into the sea. And Jesus asks us to pray with that faith. And even if we have just a very small amount of faith, he will increase it. So don't look so much with like your eyes of what is with you, front of you, but know, just trust in your heart and know. And put God to the test. Tell him you're praying in your faith and you ask that he will increase your faith. You ask that he will bless you with moving in what faith you have moved in. Of course, we should pray with in worship of God and in reverence to him. Exalt the Lord your God. Bow low before his feet, for he is holy. Yes, Lord, the man said, I believe, and he worshiped Jesus. You will know with confidence that God can hear you when you pray, so open that line of communication. Pray knowing that no matter how far you roam, your connection with him can never be lost. No matter what you do, you can have developed a relationship with God that you feel so close to him that you feel like you're walking hand in hand through life, and then you stumble and you have a fight with your child, a spouse, somebody at work, a neighbor, a friend, and you say horrible things or you do mean things and you just feel like, wow, you know, this just ruined everything. Perhaps you were tempted in a sin that you committed and you feel like, well, I can't come back into God's presence and ask him for anything or talk to him anymore. But that's not true, because God always is standing there ready for you to come into his presence, ready for you to ask for his help, ready for you to just be a part of his life in every way. And as we move from our concerns of loving God and desiring to talk with him about our own needs and perhaps the needs of others in our family, and we begin to move out of that circle of people, we can look around at the world and see what needs to happen. Does there need to be more love in the world? Do people need hope? Do people need forgiveness? And we can begin to pray for those things. And so we know with confidence that God hears us. So open up your line of communication. Pray. I pray that your love for each other will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in your knowledge and understanding. God knew that we had to start somewhere, and he was fine with that. Each of us have a certain amount of understanding. We were all raised in a family, and each family has perhaps different concepts of God and how he can be approached, and if there has to be perhaps a system of how to approach God. And I'm just here to tell you that he is our Father, and he longs to hear from us, that he will be very, very happy to answer your prayers, to hear your prayers. So I am going to read again today a devotion from the Jesus Calling book. I am able to do far beyond all that you ask or imagine. Come to me with positive expectations, knowing that there is no limit to what I can accomplish. Ask my spirit to control your mind so that you can think great thoughts of me. Do not be discouraged by the fact that many of your prayers are yet unanswered. Time is a trainer, teaching you to wait upon me, to trust me, and that the more extreme your circumstances, the more likely you are to see my power and glory at work in the situation. Instead of letting difficulties draw you into worrying, try to view them as setting the scene for my glorious intervention. Keep your eyes and your mind wide open to all that I am doing in your life. So if you find yourself on a really dark path and you just feel like there is absolutely no way out, and believe me, that's how I felt a very large portion of my own life, just know that that is creating even a bigger opportunity for God to reach into your life and perhaps even give you a miracle. When I was a very new Christian, and I became baptized at 18 years old. I was pregnant with my first son, and I had been homeless, and I tell the story on the first broadcast, although my sound was really hard to hear, so I'll repeat some of that for you again. But you know, I just had to reach out to God. I was pregnant. I was homeless. I was hungry. I had one outfit, and I was wearing it. And I didn't know what I was going to do or what was going to happen in my life. And I reached out to God when I was sitting on the beach watching the tide roll in and out through the night. And I just asked for forgiveness of the fact that I had affected other people in my life in a negative way. Although, honestly, I think most of that prayer was, look what happened to me. This wasn't fair. That wasn't fair. I'm very unhappy. But somehow, near the end of that prayer, I came more to my senses of saying, wow, I've done things to people also, and I am sorry for that. And the next morning, you know, God answered that prayer. I didn't hear his voice. I didn't see him. But when the sun came up and I saw the sun rise over the ocean, and it was so beautiful, I heard something inside of me. I knew things in my heart where I thought things were impossible. I knew that they weren't, because God gave me the answers. All of a sudden, I knew what I needed to do. I knew a phone call I needed to make. And when I made that phone call, then other things began to happen. A whole avalanche of wonderful things began to happen. And that didn't take me out of the dark, and it doesn't mean I didn't experience things at that time, but, you know, still things that were occurring that were difficult. But what I did experience was relief from the problems that I was having, and it came day by day. God doesn't promise us to show us everything all at once. He shows us things as we need them, and, well, that's where that faith thing comes into. He just tells us, you're going to have to trust me, because it is a relationship, and it's just like when you get married or you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you have to have trust that that person is on your side. That person is doing what's best for you. And I know in the world that we live in, that trust is one of those things that's very difficult to have now, because it seems like everybody's trust has been tested, and their hearts have been broken through relationships, some so early as a child. And God still asks us to have trust and faith in him. And I would implore you to reach out to God, because he's not like man. He is faithful. He will not He will not do anything to hurt you, even though sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. If we just hang on and go down that road a little bit, we'll find out later. So many things will begin to explain themselves. So in Ephesians 3:20, God says to us that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And the power that works in us is his Holy Spirit. When you come to believe in him, he gives you the Holy Spirit so that you have the ability to change your life, and you have the ability, as Jesus comes and lives in you, you can think his thoughts and you have answers. And again, nothing happens overnight, but it does happen. It's a process of the relationship that you have with him. So when some more of my story, God did give me a miracle. When my son was born, I was really poor because I wasn't working, taking care of him when he was very small. And he had one bottle left, and I think it had 4 ounces of formula in it, and that was all I had. Now, I lived way out in the country. I did not live in the city. I did not have any group of friends. I had cut myself off from everyone in life completely. And I also had my grandparents lived nearby, my aunt, but I had something inside of me that would prevent me from asking for help, because one reason is I thought I didn't deserve it. I had created the situation I was in, so I deserved to have the problem that I had. And the second reason is I had pride. I didn't want to ask for help. I was willing to allow myself to be hungry and go without food, and I did that for many days. I did have water. Then happened, I had a child that was hungry, and I was not willing to watch him go without, but I didn't know what to do. So I found myself in a situation where I had just been baptized. I ran into all the roadblocks that can happen where you say, you know, Is this real? God hasn't answered those prayers. Where is he? I'm still desperate. I have a new problem today. Today my child is about to run out of his formula, and I don't think water is going to keep him growing and healthy. So I began to pray over his bottle and his milk, and I just asked God to help me. I didn't know what else to do. And when I fed him that milk, I just had tears running down my face because I was just so afraid. And he drank and he went to sleep, and I tipped the bottle back up and I looked and it was like still 4 ounces. And I was like, wow, he must have just not been real hungry. But it seemed like he was eating. So it seemed, I just put it out of my mind and focused on my problem. And when he woke up for his next feeding, I took that bottle and gave it to him again, and he ate on it until he was satisfied. And I quickly tipped the bottle back up because I knew that he had eaten, and it was still the same amount. And this happened for a couple of days. This bottle never emptied from the 4 ounces that was there, and he was fed, he was happy, he was healthy, and I just watched in amazement. And I was just praying and asking God, I was like, how is this happening? How is this bottle staying full when he's eating? And that was like the very first time that I had a miracle in my life that I obviously knew was a miracle, and that God showed me he did that just for me. And even though I prayed about it, he may have done it without me praying about it, but I think it was him establishing a relationship with me and me saying, God, you're just so awesome to do something like this for me, that even in the midst of my messes that I've made in my life, there you are taking care of me. And I just thought that that was wonderful. How the story ends on that subject is church people. I had gone to the church that I got baptized at way out in the country, and I have no idea how they knew, except God had to show them that I was desperate for food and that I was desperate for help. And they came over, they knocked on my door, and it was like dinner time. And I was preparing to die because I hadn't eaten in so long, and I was so weak. And they had a box of groceries for me, and they had more formula for my child. And God just came through completely again. And I asked them how they knew, and they just smiled and hugged me. So God will take care of your needs even when you feel like He's not listening or He's not there. I'm here to tell you that that's just the first of many big, wonderful miracles that God did for me. He's also done a major healing miracle for me that has been proven medically. And he never stops. He's just that amazing. So I implore you to listen to this show and realize that prayer is something for you. I hope you will open up your heart and allow God to come in and know that He loves you. And I ask that you will call. Let me pray for you. You can reach out to me through my website. I keep saying website. Website's not here yet. But through my email right now, which is healingheartshisway@gmail.com. And I have a Facebook Healing Hearts website, so you can connect with me there. And again, the website is under construction. I'm going as fast as I know how to go on this, and I just say, look to God. Look to God for the answers to your problems because He has them. He has all of them, and just trust Him. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk today, and I will see you again soon tomorrow, on February 19th at lunchtime at noon. We do this again. Thank you.